you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to good morning. Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. I know that I should be consistent, but maybe I'm reaching out to more people. Who knows? Who gives a fuck? I do. I give a fuck. A lot of fuck. I give a lot of fuck. And if you find anybody out there that gives a lot of fuck, you're good people. Good people. Yes, they are. So I do give a fuck. I do. Welcome to the show. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You're tired of it, but I say it because we are global. And I do give a fuck. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And what is meaning, and what's the meaning of giving a fuck? Okay. Well, let's look at it this way. Making love is good, but fucking is better. And sometimes, if you're lucky, somebody will give you a fuck. There you go. So that's it. It's a gift. And before we get into our show, here we go. We have our morning, one part of our morning crew in here, and it's Patricia Oberlin. Patricia, do you give a fuck?
I do.
Patricia gives a fuck, too. Giving a fuck is good. We should have Give a Fuck Month. I really believe we have Secretary Month, we have Flower Month, we have this month. We should have Give a Fuck Month. You give a fuck. That's it. I decree today is Give a Fuck. So the next five callers that come in, you're going to get a fuck. No, that don't sound right. That don't sound right at all. Wow. Welcome, Patricia. Wow. Oh, boy. How are you, Patricia?
I'm okay.
Do people call you Patricia?
Oh, they used to. Not very much,
and,
though.
Good. Tell me about how's your business doing, Patricia or Pat? I call her Pat.
I'm not that busy right now. I was busy through Halloween, but I'm not that busy right now.
Yeah, Halloween seemed to be your season, I would think. Well, you know, Thanksgiving, blessings, spiritual, stuff like that. Interesting. And what we're going to do today is that we're going to talk about our subject, Dark Hollywood. We're not talking about the Negroes who are actors, not that Dark Hollywood, dark where there's people got things hiding. And I put this in here. Celebrities are not like normal people. I think they were more fucked up than most people. Let's examine some stuff. And they are. They are really fucked up people. If you look at a profession that you pretend to be other people and get paid for it, cool. And you get millions of dollars to pretend to be an actor. There's some stuff going on there. We're going to examine some of the stuff. And then we have our health section. And people listen to this show because of my health. segment. Yes, they do. They don't listen to anything else. They wait for my health segment. And today, we're going to talk about the rise of the penis. Thank you.
Oh, my.
We're going to talk
about health.
Well, we are. Men's
I know,
health.
But something other than your parts, eh?
Well, what is there other? I can't get past this bubble. But we will talk about, well, yesterday was fair. We talked about other ailments. We talked about the 10 deadliest diseases. Let's just be fair. And my penis was not even any one of them. My penis is not dangerous at all. I used to use it as a weapon, but you know, right now, it's like going to a museum and looking at it. Oh, that used to be a missile.
We talked
now
about
it's a Q-tip.
Yesterday. We did.
But there are millions of people on Viagra and Cialis. Millions of people are. And there's millions of people. And I looked at it the other night, and it is not as safe as you think. We're talking
None
about
of the
going
drugs
blind.
There.
Right. And, you know, you hear from your friends that, hey, it's cool. Here, take the pill. You see it on TV. Oh, did you take the pill? But they're not talking about some of the shit. There's some shit.
So tell me, I haven't heard this stuff.
Okay. For instance, ringing of the ears.
Yeah, you can get that from melatonin, too.
Yes. I laid down and was like, I go, what the hell was that? What the hell is that? What the hell? What?
I've got that.
Hello?
Too.
Yeah? And I'm going,
let me take a,
and there's a lot of people who have ringing in their ears, so we're not just dealing with my super and amazing, fantastic, best ever penis in the world. And that's not by me, that was by my reviews on Yelp.
Oh, yeah, and how many people on Yelp know about it?
Just me, I'm spreading it around. I'm spreading the rumor.
Oh, I see.
Hoping it'll catch on.
I was wondering.
Yeah, it was me. But it's from a credible source. It's a credible source.
You are, eh?
Yes. Very credible.
On this subject?
Yes. On this subject. This is what I know. The rest, I'm just kind of fudging it and just going with the flow. But we're talking about ringing with the ears. How many people have ringing of the ears, and what causes ringing of the ears? And a lot of people don't know.
It could be medication.
What?
I think the ringing of the ears is partially the fucking Wi-Fi and everything.
Could be.
I really think so, because back in the day, Brian,
yes.
I used to have the same sound when I went into a jewelry store or something, and I'd have to tell them to turn off their alarm because I couldn't
stand being
in there.
You are right, because a lot of people don't know that. Some sounds, and you are right, some sounds can really get to you and cause ringing of the ears. And some music can, and the headphones. I'm wondering how many of those kids, you know, my girlfriend has the same thing. I'm saying, what is the music that you're playing and you're just using your earphones? And the music, man, it depends on what music and the loud noises and all that kind of. It could give you, I'm calling it tendonitis. It's probably, I'm not probably pronouncing it correctly.
Tinnitus?
But tinnitus. But a lot of things do it.
That's the ringing of the ears.
Sure.
The ringing of the ears.
Sure. But not every ringing of the ear will give you tinnitus. And we're going to explore that. And the reason it went to my penis is because
back again.
Yes, we're back. We're back. I can't get that far. Let's come back home now. It's because maybe the medication and the medication, and a lot of men don't believe it. A lot of men are taking this, and the medication can cause ringing, and a lot of them don't know that. I'm laying down, and all of a sudden going, and all of a sudden, what the hell is that? What's that? Damn, I'm being haunted. and then it went away in 30 seconds. And what does it mean that when it goes away in 30 seconds? So it's supposed to go away in 30 seconds. But if it lasts longer than that, you may have a problem. So we're going to talk about the ringing of the ears. I just put my penis up there to make people more interested. Thank you.
I see.
Thank you. Thank you. They were listening. Brian's talking about his penis again. Let's tune in. A lot of views. What's up with that?
Well, it won't fit in the ears, so I'm wondering how it connects.
Well, you know, I did that one time. I actually did that one time to wake somebody up. Hello. I should have done it.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I did that in college, just to wake somebody up. What the hell did you do? Well, I just wanted to wake you up. Couldn't you just shake me? Why are you putting your dick in my ear? I don't know. Something to
do. You know, you're lucky they didn't just swat it because it was something near their ear.
Exactly. And believe me, many people have had that on a wanted list that says, let's just cut that shit off and let's go on with this. He's not mature enough to handle that. He's using it to put it in people's ears and everything. You are not mature enough. Let's just get rid of that for you. So that's what we're talking about. So let's get going. By the way, the show is brought to you by and sponsored by Patricia Oberlin. Niagara Falls Bakery, the only bakery in Niagara Falls that has patty cakes. Devil Foods,
Brian.
Angel Foods. She has a brownie
people
that will knock
start
you
believing
out.
You.
Yes, you're going to get orders. Let me tell you, it's out of this world. It's made by her little hands and little elves in her house. And if you're lucky, entities, spirits are making your food. Patch's sister and the spirits, they're not evil spirits, they're good spirits. They're like angels. They come in and they're made by angels. Yes, it's heavenly delicious. Patty cakes. Get yours now. Mm-hmm. And she has a new product called Crunchy Munchy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. What is this?
Crunchy Munchies. When you just smoke and everything and you got the munchies, you go for the Crunchy Munchy. It will fill your tum-tum up. It's like a hug for your stomach, the Crunchy Munchy. Only at Patricia Oberlin's Bakery. Bestseller soon. Order now. Thank you. I'll have five Crunchy Munchies. And Pat, will you please tell everybody before we get going that your real business and your website
SpiritualNiagara.ca. I'm in the members directory.
She is. She's the one that's vaping. Everybody else's pictures there. She's the one with all the smoke in front of her. You can't miss her. there she is.
I just got accused of vaping too much.
Did you really? Who would do a thing like that?
My
you
niece.
Know, oh, your niece? Oh, no.
She
hey, how's
spent
she doing?
A week here. She's okay. She's not really well, Brian, so.
I know.
You know.
I know.
That's why
know,
we couldn't get her on the phone.
I know. Poor kid.
Besides, she's one of those people that's afraid to be public.
Yeah. She did great on the show, man. Yeah, I do know that. But she did wonderful when she was on the show. She did amazingly well.
Yeah,
she really did.
Can't get her to do it again.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. Some people have that anxiety, and it's fine. When they're forced to do something and it's public, it's a lot of anxiety. I understand. Well,
yeah.
You know, but I want to thank her for coming on. If you ever, you know, when you talk to her again, just tell her that Brian remembers her and thought she was amazing when she came on the radio. And I thought
she
was.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to get her back.
Yeah. Wow.
Italian.
I know you are. You know, I could talk. You know, I am sick and tired. I know I have to do this. I know I have to talk about Trump, but I'm going to tell you something. And this is what it is about Trump. You know, the news pick up shit, and they make shit out of shit. You know, there are some people who just talk shit. Trump talks shit. If you ever hear Trump talk, everything's amazing. Everything's the best there ever been. You've never seen it before. Everything is, just, you know what I mean? You've never seen it before. And I think Trump talks shit just so the press can pick it up. I think he's sitting there eating his cheeseburger, and he says, watch this. I'm going to say some shit. Watch the stupid press pick it up. All right, when I'm president, I'm going to go after the attorney general, and I'm going to lock him up. And he's laughing at you. And the news will pick it up. Well, Trump is really dangerous right now, and he says that if he's a – I'm thinking he does that shit, and he's laughing at him. You know what I mean? If you have that much power, I would do it. I mean, every word I utter or I say or whatever, and the news pick it up, I will fuck with them. I would. It's like, well, Brian says that he has to go back to his planet now. He's done observing us humans. And that would be in the news. It'll be on CNN. It would be breaking news. Breaking news. Brian Hammer Jackson is going back to his planet. He is done testing us humans. What's going to happen now? And they would have professional guests around the table. Well, you know, this guy is from this planetarium, and this person from the observatory, and this person's an astronaut. They would have these people around the table going, well, you know, he was the first openly alien we had on this planet. Like I'm gay or something. He was an open alien. And I really thought, and I knew there was something wrong with Brian. He didn't fit into the human species. And they would actually have these people talk about it. And then there'll be the astronaut. Well, I think I saw a spaceship land way back when we were orbiting our satellite. It was some asshole waving. Could have been him. Check the UFO files, government files. You'll see Brian. But you see, I would do that. And if you were a human being and they pick up on every freaking thing you say or do, you get tired of it and you just entertain yourself. And I think that's what Trump does. Trump says he's going after the people who hurt him. He's going after the people who give him a bad name. Trump's going after this, going after that. And then he sits on the jury. I mean, he has a trial, and he just goes after the judge. This is a sham. This is this. He knows what he's exactly doing. I don't blame Trump because Trump is a moron. He's a moron. He's an idiot. But I understand that he's marketing. Every time he speaks, he's marketing who he is. Trump is a brand. So even if you call him Donald Trump, you're marketing his name. So I understand that. So Trump doesn't care what he says. Remember that thing about U.S.? Trump found out about the – remember I played it that? Or do you remember that he found out that U.S. stands for us? Did you guys know that? I mean, come on. Dude, what are you doing? Because he's trolling us. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay. He's trolling us.
Straws.
Yeah. He's just trolling us, and then I think he's laughing because the news pick it up. And I think he's laughing at us, and they're taking him seriously. Here it is. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, I got to play a little bit. So, but that's what I think he's doing. I think he's just fucking with everybody. He's trolling everybody. He says weird shit. The weirder the better. It makes the news. I'm going after you. If I was president, here it is, in his own words. Listen to this.
And you just have to take a look at Europe to see what happens. If we don't win, you know, Europe is not exactly doing great because when we do badly, they do badly. We are, you know, in theory, the leader of the world, and we're leading so badly, and they don't care, and they don't respect us anymore. They respected me when France wanted to put taxes on our businesses. I said, you can't do it. And you know the story. I said, you can't do it. There's no taxes on our businesses. Why are you doing that? He said, Macron, nice guy. You know, look, he's for France. I'm for us. You know how you spell us, right? You spell us, U.S.
And there we go. This
very
is a genius.
Strange.
Right. You know how to spell us, right? Here we go. There's a mental giant right here.
U.S. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that before?
Has anybody ever thought of that before? Yeah, a third grader.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit strange.
I just picked that up. A couple of days I'm reading and it said us. And I said, you know, if you think about it, us equals U.S. Isn't that... Now, if we say something genius, they'll never say it. You know, we get 25, 30, 40, 50, 80,000, 100,000 people to speeches. They've never said Trump's a great speaker. Never said. I've never heard it. I said to my people, do you think they'll ever acknowledge I must be doing okay? Except I'm a very handsome person, so I guess a lot of you want to sit. They want to sit and look at me, because I'm saying, like a beauty pageant. No, it's amazing. I mean, the other day we had, in Iowa, we had thousands and thousands. You couldn't get them into this big, big room. And Ron DeSanctimonious had like 22 people. And they said, they both spoke. You know, it's like, it's incredible.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. You just want to look at him. You don't want to talk about his speaking.
Is he insane?
Yes, he is. He is said
like,
he is.
Really?
Yes, that was him. He said other shit. He still thinks he's running against Obama. He thinks he's running for president. Trump claims that Obama is still the president.
What is wrong with him?
So he still thinks. Oh, here it is. Here's the story. The story was a day ago. It says media calls out Trump for thinking that Obama is still commander-in-chief. In a latest speech, Trump is again confused about who is the president. In a recent speech, former President Donald Trump mistakenly referred to Barack Obama as incumbent president instead of Joe Biden. So
strange.
He's thinking, they were interviewing him 2 weeks ago, and he said, what would you advise President Obama? The whole world seems to be exploding and imploding, Trump said, of Oban, O-R-B-A-N, meaning Obama. And he said it's very simple. He should immediately resign, and they should replace him with President Trump, who kept the world safe. He still thinks he's running. And let's see if we can hear the sound by General Trump. Is let's see if it pulls up in his own words against AGA Obama. Let's see what happens. Let's see what pulls up here. But I didn't hear that sound bite. But this guy is, let's see. Okay, let's see what happened. Here we go.
The definition of bravery.
That's good. Let's go right here. Yeah, here we go.
As you know, Crooked Joe Biden and the radical left thugs have weaponized law enforcement to arrest their leading political opponent, the leading by a lot, including Obama. I'll tell you what, you take a look at Obama and take a look at some of the things that he's done, this is the same thing. The country is very divided. And we did with Obama. We won an election that everyone said couldn't be won. We beat Hillary Clinton. And you know, I used to call her Crooked Hillary.
Obama. Okay.
Boy,
he really had
a
hard time. Yeah.
Is he having brain problems? Like it's.
He might
sound
be.
Like he's. Sounds like he's
might.
Starting to have Alzheimer's or something.
I know, right? It's just thinks he's running against Obama. So, bottom line of the story is, I think Trump says shit just to make the news, to keep his name in the news. And I think he watches and laughs at people. You know, I can't even watch CNN or the news anymore because they'll go, Trump did this, and he's saying outrageous shit. I'm saying he's probably saying outrageous shit because you pick it up. I could say outrageous shit on this show. Brian just said something outrageous. What did he say? Well, he was talking about ringing in his ears, but he was really meaning his penis. What does his penis have to do with his ears? I don't know.
You got that word in there again, didn't you?
Again. It comes back to the magical, wonderful penis. That's Trump. So we got a little news. I had to get a little news of Trump. You know, I'm going to get that in there. Our main topic today is let's talk about dark Hollywood. And I think Hollywood is so crooked. Damn, I miss it. I miss the drugs. I miss the sex. I miss the pretend world. I miss walking on water and levitating when I want to from a restaurant. And all this was not real, but it was in your head because you're an actor. This is what an actor thinks about. Here's a headline right here. How Netflix conquered Hollywood and then broke it. True. The inside story of how the streamers, they muscled its way to the top by defying the industry conventions. And eventually paid the price. Nobody's going to the movie. Pat, when was the last time you went to the movies?
When my grandson was a little kid. He's 20 now.
So it's been over 20 years that you actually...
I don't want to pay for it.
Right. Well, here, if I went to the movies, it would cost me $17 to see a movie. $17. $17.50. And I say, why? Why? You know? I see the same movie. I go on the matinee, and I get in for even to me, $10 is too much to pay for a movie. It's too much for me. It's too much. And forget about, even if you get in the movie cheap, okay, you get in a movie for $10, you're going to the matinee. You know how much popcorn is? Oh, my God. Remember the old days you'd go to a movie? I used to, here's my thing. I go to the movies, I get my popcorn, I get my Coke, and I got to have something chocolate. I got to have something chocolate that I eat with my popcorn. It's automatic. It has to have that salty and sweet thing, you know? That's why I like kettle corn. I got to have chocolate. And, you know, and that reminds me why I got pissed off. So I go into CVS. Don't worry, I'm going right back to the chocolate, and it leaks to my penis because I have a chocolate penis. There you go. That's how we travel. Thank you. Thank you. Luscious chocolatey penis. But what I'm trying to say is, so when I used to go to movies, I like to have Cracker Jacks. I don't know if any guys remember Cracker Jacks. I don't know if Pat's here or not, but
yeah, I do. I remember.
Remember Cracker Jacks? There is no longer Cracker. He's not on her anymore. I took a picture, and now it's a woman on there. And what do they call her? They call her Lucy Jacks now. I don't
know
if I sent it to you. Yeah, it's a
woman
on the – it's a girl on the box now. It's no longer the guy, the sailor guy. It's a woman. She replaced him. So he's not Cracker Jack anymore. It's Cracker Lou or Lucy.
Really?
Yeah. I want to make sure I got the name right. Wait a minute. Cracker. Seriously, you could Google this. This is really funny. Women Power. Cracker Jacks became. Let's see if they put it up here. It became Frito-Lay family. Cracker Jack, and the slogan, the more you eat, the more you want, which goes back to my penis.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy. The woman, Cracker Jacks became a girl's name. Come on, what is it? Girl's name. I sent it to some people. I'm saying, can you believe this shit? Cracker, yeah. It's Cracker Jill now. Her name is Cracker Jill.
Why?
See, I don't know, but you know what? That's not a good name because you're thinking in a hood, Cracker Jill is a crackhead.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking, oh, there's Cracker Jill. If you're in a hood and you're just talking and you're saying there's Cracker Jill, you're thinking it's a crackhead. Am I correct? Is that that far?
Yeah, but Cracker Jack sounded right.
Right. No, it's no longer Cracker Jack. It's Cracker Jill. Pepsi Company announced this week it is unveiling a new character named Cracker Jill as part of its Cracker Jack brand in effort to promote the accomplishment of women in sports. Cracker Jill is an American brand of snack food that consists of molasses-flavored caramel-coated popcorn and peanuts, well known for being packaged with a prize of a trivia value inside. And you get a prize with Cracker Jill. I don't know what the prize would be.
Oh,
so,
probably
yeah.
Like the ones we used to get, little plastic items.
Right. So
remember
Cracker
all the
Jill.
Cereal with the toys in?
Yes, remember that? So Cracker Jill is now replacing Cracker Jack for a while. It's the same product. They just changed the name. So I was going to get, you know, I haven't had Cracker Jacks for a while, and that goes right back to the movies, where I would sit there with the popcorn and the candy and everything, sweet and sweet. And so I started remembering back in my childhood. Why not? You know, it had the peanuts, it had the caramel corn, it had everything I wanted, right? Caramel-coated popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jacks. You know, you. And then in my chagrin, I see Cracker Jill. What the fuck? What the fuck? Cracker Jill. So when you go, because they're promoting women in sports, okay. Do you really need to change the brand? So if you go, that's what it is. They're promoting women in sports, so that's Cracker Jill. Cracker Jill. It still sounds like Crackhead Jill, but to me, I don't know. I don't know. The makers of Cracker Jacks are throwing their fans a curveball and inducing teammate Cracker Jill. Teammate Cracker Jack was not a teammate. He was a sailor, if I remember right. What do you mean teammate?
Yeah.
See, you even fucked that up.
Yeah.
They should have called it First Seaman Jill, which goes back to my penis again. Seaman. Yeah.
You can't leave it alone, can you?
I can't leave it alone. My mother said the same thing. Stop it. Leave it alone. Not a toy. Not a toy. This is why we don't take you out anywhere.
Off of that, boy.
Exactly. You're going to go blind, mister.
I remember when my son was little in diapers. He always had his hand down there. Holy moly.
Oh, yeah. I know. To this day.
Busy little kid.
He was busy. It's just a toy at that point. It's like, wow, it goes up, it goes down, it goes around. It's like, ooh, until you find out what it's supposed to go into. It's like, oh, there. Okay. Yeah. To this day. There you go, Cracker Jill. I say if you have a little kid and you want nostalgia, go back to Cracker Jill. Take it. Take that. Take that. Take that. Cracker Jack got its name from itself.
I don't approve.
I don't approve either. I don't approve because she should be a Navy person. There are females in the Navy. So, and Cracker Jack was a sailor. And you know how it got, you know how Cracker Jack got its name? Cracker Jack got his name from a salesman who tried Cracker Jacks for the first time. When Lewis gave the popcorn to him, he yelled, Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack? It was a salesman who tried Cracker Jack for the first time. when Lewis gave the popcorn to him, he yelled Cracker Jack. Why would he yell Cracker Jack? I don't know. But that's how he got his name.
Who knows?
Cracker Jack is a...
Cracker Jill, eh?
Yeah, Cracker Jill. Cracker Jill.
Well, I won't be buying that shit again.
But it's the same pop. It's the same thing. They just changed the name. It's the same thing. But I hear what you're saying.
I haven't eaten that stuff since high school. I think it's probably 50 years since I stuck that in my mouth.
Can you imagine that you get high a little bit? I had the munchies the other day. Remember when you came on? I had the munchies. I would have loved for to have some of that Cracker Jacks with the caramel and the peanuts. You know, it would be good munchie kind of material. You know, that and trail mix. When you smoke
some
weed,
I don't get munchies anymore.
You don't?
Not at all. When I had the coma, Brian, it ruined my ability to get hungry or to feel full. I don't feel hungry. Never.
Really? Wow.
Never.
Wow.
Like, I have to force myself to eat. It's kind of
really?
Stupid. Yeah.
Well, no. You are a thin woman. You're like the thin woman. The slim woman.
Well,
you are thin.
It's not by choice. It's by health.
I know.
You know.
But you're doing so good now. If I was the doctor who performed whatever procedure you needed, you came out so well. I would have to autograph your ass and let people know that I did it. Look at that. Look what I did. I made her healthy.
I told them, I said, you could have taken off some more, right? Because I've still got a belly. And he says, but we took off so much. Well, yeah, I had an alien pregnancy going on. So,
wow.
They could have taken a lot more.
Well, you look great. I found out that I got a small hernia.
A small
Very
one?
Small.
Where?
Like a 1.2 centimeters hernia.
Oh, that's
that really
tiny.
Small?
Mine tiny. Took over my body.
Oh, my God. That's horrific. So you're saying that hernia can grow? I didn't know if a hernia could grow or not.
They grow. Oh, do they grow. Mine started out the size of a golf ball.
Right.
And by the time it was finished, it looked like a basketball.
Right.
It was pretty big.
Wow. I'm glad you got rid of that. How do you feel now? You must feel relieved. You must sleep better. You must move better.
Oh,
it must
relieved.
Feel great. Oh, yeah.
Well, besides, it was horrendous looking. You know, my stomach would turn
right.
the corner before I did. So
shit, really? Wow.
It was
it
really
protrudes
sticking
that way.
Out.
Yeah.
It was sticking out further than my boobs, Brian.
Wow, and that's sticking out. Trust me, you got some big and boozing up there. You got some boozing. You do have some boozing
yeah.
up there. Big boozing. I feel sorry for your back, and I feel sorry for your stomach. It's like my back is hurting. Oh, my stomach's hurting. My feet, oh. They would have to put you in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you know what he told me? It takes a year to recover from the surgery.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now,
I'm like,
mine would
well,
take...
I was trying to get over it.
Yeah. No. Mine, they told me mine will take, for me to heal after the initial surgery will be 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. But for the long time, for complete body healing, and we're talking about my penis again. You just brought me right back to my penis. They say all the surgery and everything and all the healing, probably 1 to 2 years. 1 to 2 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right. It was, I remember when I got from the hospital. Oh, my God. I couldn't get out of there. But I couldn't walk. And but then we had a thing, had a kind of a rap or whatever, went up the stairs, and Cindy goes, "Damn, you're a rock star." I go, "Ow, you're a superhero, ow." But I ran up the stairs with my surgery and everything. It takes a while to you're going to heal. You are going to heal, and you're going to heal good. Like I said, you sound marvelous. You came out great. I told you not to worry. Everything was fine. I got you, and you came out wonderful. You came out wonderful. John was there. The spirits were there. The cards were in your favor. You kept reading the bad cards. That's why, like a doctor, you should not read your own cards. You know that. Now you
know.
Well, I know. Am I correct?
Because all your fears come out.
Right. Exactly. I said, quit reading the cards. Cracker Jack got his name from let me tell you something. It's a German product. The origin of Cracker Jack dates back to 1871. 1871. That's when Mr. Solution was about 8 years old then.
Mm-hmm. 8 years old?
And, oh, yeah. Mrs. Lucian was eight years old at 1871. That's right.
I don't think so.
Could happen. You could be over 100 and something years old. It dates back to 1871 when a German immigrant named Frederick William Ruckenheim. He was born 1846 and he died 1934. He began selling popcorn snack on a Chicago street corner. Cracker Jack was one of the most popular treats of our childhood, but the jewel was the prize tucked inside, which will bring it back to my penis, because when you open the belt, there's a prize inside. That's it. That's the fact,
oh,
Jack.
Oh, Lord, Brian.
I know. Every road leads there. Cracker Jack got his name from a salesperson. We already did that. So that's the history of Cracker Jack. So Cracker Jill is now on your shelf. Cracker Jill. Replace. Replace. That, oh, my friend, it's been a long time. You know when we have these people who's been your friend for a while. Murali Chuaturi is leaving Facebook. He has his last days on Facebook. I'm going to miss that dude. We go back a long ways. I miss people. So here we go. So we did that. We did the Cracker Jack. We go with Netflix.
Hi.
Here we go with
doing?
Netflix.
Run.
We
got a shadow. I got a shadow today.
I'm going
Sorry,
to.
Brian.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I just don't want any personal stuff to go out, so I'm going to mute you whenever you're ready. I'll come back. Don't worry. Don't worry. I just didn't want any personal stuff to go out in the studio. And I'm going to take a break anyway. So Netflix, how Hollywood is that the inside story of how the streamer muscled its way to the top by defying the industry conventions and eventually paid the price. We're talking about Netflix. It says in the early 2010s, director David Fincher, he began pitching his first television project, a dark Washington set adaptation of the British political drama House of Cards, with Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright attached. As he made the rounds, Fincher had one demand: that the show's writer, Bo Willimon, acknowledges was herboristic. I have no idea what that was. He was not about to settle for a pilot, but demanded a commitment for an entire 13-episode season. That's a flagrant violation of the way things were done for HBO. Fincher's first choice, this was a bridge too far. And see, most networks will go with the pilot, and then they go with the group and see how they like it. They look at the numbers, and they try it another way, and they may try it for a night. And the pilot is good, they go on with the series. But this guy decided to say, no, we're not going to do a pilot. We're going to do 13 episodes. That's a season. And that was HBO. But Netflix, primarily known for its DVD by mail service, was still regarded as a blockbuster, or they were regarded as blockbuster on speed. The guy named Jeffrey Buchs, CEO of HBO, then parent company, Time Warner, put it in 2010, far from fearsome company, blah, 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 blah. Consequently, Fincher and his partner's production company, MRC, didn't go for it for financing, but just to see about a video window should they need one. That's right. Netflix used to be, people don't remember, was Netflix, didn't Netflix used to do DVDs in the mail? I think they did. Then they went into movies. Content chief Ted flooded with scripts, but the cigarette burns, coffee stains, and well-thumbed pages indicated that they had the rounds before ending up on his desk. So when Fincher knocked, he perked up. In their conversation with Sarandos, however, Cards producer Joshua Donen recalls, "We were bemoaning this whole notion of pilots, and they said we don't really understand the whole pilot business either. The idea of creating a piece of content that nobody would ever watch didn't make as much sense to me as building something that could predict with a better level of accuracy." Well, whatever. In 2011, armed with his numbers, Serrano's made an unprecedented, off-the-charts offer. Forget the pilot. Forget gambling on straight-to-series. Netflix bet $100 million on two full seasons of Fincher Show. $100 million. Who owns Netflix? How did they get that money? I'm kind of confused. How did they get $100 million? I got to know who owns them. Is there a hidden company there? It has to be a hidden company. I got to know, who owns Netflix? Who owns it? Netflix is a public company that is owned by many shareholders. The co-founder and CEO of Netflix is Reed Hastings, who still owns the company. The largest institutional shareholder of Netflix is the Vanguard Group, which has a 7.8% stake. So I didn't know they were a public company. Other top individual shareholders of Netflix are Ted Sarandos, Neil Hunt, Leslie G. Gilmore, David Hyman, and Greg Peters. If you're going to buy Netflix, the stock, they're wondering if it's worth it. Is Netflix worth it if you're going to do stock? Netflix is the top streaming service for a reason. It outspends and outproduces its competition, and it outclasses people. You won't see much of that dreaded buffering wheel at $13 a month. So there you go. There you go. So I didn't know it was public. Netflix was founded in 1997 by Reed Hastings and Mark Randolph in Scottsdale Valley, California. The company started off as a DVD and Blu-ray rental service. And it was founded in 1997. Interesting. Interesting. There you go. Blockbuster did. I wonder how come Blockbuster didn't do a streaming service. So anyway, they took over. After spending $100 million on two seasons of House of Cards, Sarandos turned around and dropped another $200 million on the instantly forgettable Marco Polo in 2014. $200 million. But astonishing as the towering moments of HBO's golden age were and are, there's little doubt that the binging model is to, why are they connected to, what is this HBO and Netflix thing? They always bring up HBO. Huh. Disney on ESPN, The Witcher, he was involved with developing and acquiring shows like The Witcher, Money Heist. I love Money Heist. I was a big fan. Dark and so on. In the early years, there were more of a tech company culture. So there you go. They took over Hollywood. Then Jana Boyd moved from Nickelodeon to Netflix in 2017, where she was the executive in charge of original series in the children's division. She brought in Avatar, The Last Airbender, among other shows, looking for a change. She didn't even consider Disney because she says, we are getting all the research back about how kids were loving Netflix and YouTube, and they were just leaving the linear world, and it was done. At Nickelodeon, everything was a secret. At Netflix, every single company memo or strategy, as well as financial information, was available. Interesting, interesting, interesting. But the bottom line is they were a big company. They were public. That's it. That's it. And I promised a little bit of Trump, and then we're going to go dark Hollywood. Here we go. This is Donald Trump on Veterans Day, who wanted to root out the vermin.
Former President Trump over the weekend.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to talk about. I mean, he just reveals more about himself. The Washington Post, of course, reported a few,
This is Morning Joe to catch us up on the political world of Donald Trump. Here we go.
Elected president of the United States, he would use his position as president and start going after Democrats, start going after political enemies, start going after, and it sounded like arresting even his former lawyers who no longer defend it. So you have all that talk, but you've always had this fascist talk coming.
Folks, if we're going to win re-election, I need you by my side from the very start. Whatever you're able to chip in, even if it's just a buck or two, will have a huge impact on our campaign.
All right, Biden.
Coming from him. And it was just a week or two ago that the Anti-Defamation League and many others were concerned when he was talking about immigrants, quote, poisoning the blood of America. And, of course, that's, again, it's just sort of calls for racial purity, which, of course, I find absolutely fascinating since we are a nation of immigrants.
Yeah.
I mean, Donald Trump, as Donald Trump himself knows, what were they called? The Drumpfs? What were they? The what was his last name? Drumpf?
Drumpf.
I think it was the Drumpfs. The Drumpfs came here from Germany when just having a name, Drumpf, and being from Germany was seen as anti-American and seen as poisoning the bloodstream of America. And now we're just going full-on Hitler, talking about vermin. And, of course, it's so interesting. I don't know who his spokesperson is, but, one of these fat white pink boys that likes to talk tough goes, oh, it's just they're triggered. We will crush them. Uses, they will be crushed. Their lives will be crushed. So you have a bunch of weak people, a bunch of fat white pink boys, a bunch of phony populists that are going around talking tough and unfortunately making threats that we, those of us who love democracy, those of us who actually believe in the American experiment all these years later, have to be worried about.
Yeah.
And you look at the language of Donald Trump, you look at what Donald Trump says he's going to do, and you go back to Maya Angelou's saying that when somebody tells you who they are, believe them the first time. We have to believe him, and we also have to believe that This is the most important election probably since 1864.
We try to either call him out on the lies that he puts out there or not cover just frivolous stuff that he says that is lies. But in this case, you have to look. Amid a rise in anti-Semitism across the United States, Donald Trump echoed the dangerous language of infamous fascist leaders in a social media post on Saturday, Veterans Day. And then again at a rally later in the day, Trump vowed to root out the, quote, vermin within the country. Take a look.
In honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, that lie and steal and cheat on elections. The threat from outside forces is far less sinister, dangerous, and grave than the threat from within.
I mean, it's really unbelievable what he says. And Carlos Lozada in the New York Times this weekend wrote, Trump is running as an overtly authoritarian candidate. The illusion of pivots of adults in the rooms of a man molded by the office, long gone. He is dismissive of the law, except when he can harness it for his own benefit. Of open expression, except when it fawns all over him. Of free elections, except when it produces the results that he liked. He has called for the termination of the Constitution based on his persistent claims of a 2020 electoral fraud, and in a new term would use the Justice Department as an instrument of vengeance against political opponents. We know who Trump is and what he offers. That's a, Jim Van Dyke, pretty good summary of a guy who is running as an authoritarian.
No doubt, and I think what you talked about earlier is the most important point. We always get sidetracked sometimes by the rhetoric that Trump uses. He's been very, very specific with us about what he's going to do. The New York Times has done a fabulous series.
Okay, that's enough. I'm getting bored with that bullshit. Again, I'm saying Trump will say shit to make the news. And these people will take it serious and it turns into something else. Trump talks out of his ass. And I think the media is making him powerful, and he's not. He's the guy who lives in Florida. He's a 77-year-old man who lives in Florida. He's not dangerous at all. But the more and more the media puts him as a dangerous person, the more power he gets. If you ignore this fool, he's just reduced to an old man who lives in Florida in a motel or a hotel. That's it. We're going to have a short show today. I did claim celebrities are not like normal people. When we come back, I think we're going to go through with it. You know, you'd be surprised at some of these celebrities what goes behind closed doors. And in fact, I'm going to and there's some tragedies. And we're talking about yesterday we talked about the 10 most deadly diseases. Well, one of the guys I like on Jurassic Park, his name is Sam Neill. I like Sam Neill. Sam Neill was in Jurassic Park. He was a good, he was a great guy. I liked him. I think he was the one who was the father with the two kids. Remember? I liked him. Well, here's some bad news going on with him. This was October 16th, 2023. Where are we at? Oh, that's November. Okay. Headline. Jurassic Park star Sam Neill says he's not remotely afraid to die in a cancer battle. He's in a cancer battle right now. He says, I'm very uncertain. World at the moment, the 76-year-old actor told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, I'm in a very uncertain world at the moment. That's what he said. I like this dude. And if you watch Jurassic Park, remember, I think he was the father with the kids. Sam Neill reflected on his difficult battle with a rare form of blood cancer, saying he's not afraid to die. speaking to an Australian broadcasting company, an Australian story, the 76-year-old New Zealander says death would be annoying, but he's not remotely afraid. That said, the idea of retiring from acting fills me with horror. The Jurassic Park and Event Horizon star was diagnosed last year with a non-Hodgkin blood cancer. T-cell lymphoma. You think I can spell this medical word? You want me to give it a shot? Okay. So you can laugh at me. Angioimmunoblastic T-cell lymphoma. How's that? Immunoblastic T-cell lymphoma. Angio. That's what he has. According to the Australian news outlet, his doctors tried chemotherapy, but it stopped working. Stopped working after 3 months. The chemo stopped working. Then they switched to a drug that requires infusion every 2 weeks. Which has essentially put his cancer into remission, but has difficult side effects. His doctors have told him that the drug will stop working at some point. This drug is keeping him alive. And what he said is, I'm prepared for that, Neil said. I know I got it, but I'm not really interested in it. It's out of my control. I started to look at my life and realize how immensely grateful I am for so much of it. I'm in a very uncertain world at the moment. That's what Neil said. But what he does instead, he focuses on things like vineyards, his garden, his grandchildren. He's also continued to act, filming a movie before the writers and actors strike, shut down production. He's filming a movie with Annette Bening titled Apples Never Fall, based on Liane Moriarty novel. And then he wrote a memoir. Did I ever tell you this? The actor noted that every morning he's pleased to be awake. Neil got his start with starring roles like My Brilliant Career and Omen 3, followed by Dead Calm, The Hunt for Red October, The Piano, and, of course, Dr. Alan Grant in Jurassic Park franchise. In recent years, he's had roles in Netflix, Peaky Blinders, and Rick and Morty. Not afraid to die. That's the story. Here's another popular story, and we don't even hear that much of her. Melania Trump. Her former aide claims she had an ongoing pre-approved list of words to be described as what? So if you look at Melania Trump, she is an attractive woman, but her eyes look alien-like, you know? It's like she's not from this. It's like an alien says, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to beam you down. And we got most of the human characteristic, but we can't touch the eyes, you know? The eyes are like the camera. They're alien-like eyes, but we're going to beam you down anyway because the humans are so stupid, you blend in. And then you become First Lady of the United States of America. And what you're going to do is you're not going to, you don't do your thing because I know you like red. So we're going to take down the green Christmas trees and put red Christmas trees up. Nobody gives a fuck. You're going to blow their mind. And then you're going to dig up Jacqueline Kennedy's garden. Whoa. Stay hidden, girl. Stay hidden. Don't expose yourself to the humans. Melania Trump has remained a bit of an enigma, especially after she and Donald Trump left the White House. Many have used an array of words to describe the former First Lady, but her former aide and friend revealed to the Washington Post that Melania may not be exactly Melania may not exactly be as go with the flow with her image as people thought. This better be a good story, because if you suck me into this stupid bitch's story, on November 10th, Stephanie Winston, Workoff, talked about how Melania Armors as First Lady was her silence and how she allegedly wanted to be known a certain way. To do this, she had to have an ongoing pre-approved list of words to describe her. This alleged list had words such as confident, strong, independent on it. I wonder, does it have whore, slut, porn on it either? Let's leap further. Maybe it's there. Something she allegedly strives to be. Why does she always have that squinty eyes? I am Melania. And that's the sign of the beast, of the UFO beast that we put upon you. Normally, we put her in a cage on our planet, but we let her loose. We let the beast loose. We call her Melania, and we put her back to Earth. And that's why she squints in front of the camera. She's letting people know that she's the beast. Workoff said that Melania's international lack of communication with the media helps her maintain the narrative of being mysterious. And no, she's not being mysterious. She's not an enigma. She added, it was like a way to protect her by not letting anyone fully know who she is. We know who she is. Look at the magazine. She got tits. She got a bush. No, she shaved her bush. We know exactly who she is. We know exactly who Melania is. So while she tries to be seen as those objective, it seems to be the biggest objective people have used to describe her as definitely being mysterious. We're not describing Melania as mysterious. We're describing her as stupid, an idiot, a bitch. What is that? It's an adjective. A wannabe. What do you call those people that grab an old man so they can make money? A gold digger? Gold digger, top porn star, a model, really? Those are the words I see it. Blah, blah, blah. So it was a puff piece for Melania. Melania and Me, The Rise and Fall of My Friendship with the First Lady by Stephanie Winston. Winkoff. It's not Winkoff, it's Walkoff. Which is even worse. And if you want to hear a little bit of snippets about that, it is really riveting. And let's hear a little bit thing about Melania and Me. I can't even get to Amazon because they want me to do this bullshit. Let me see. F. I have to spell these words to get in now. Okay, here we go. Let me see if I can do this. Let me in. Okay, let me in. Here we go. Let me put it in here so you can hear Melania and Me, the book that will bore you. Let me see. Oh, Melania and Me. Melania and Me. How embarrassing. You don't even say your name. You don't even think, put value on yourself. You want to put, you have a title, you wrote the book, and you have to put Me. You didn't even put your name on it. It was Melania's big letters and Me. And here's the audio sample if you want to buy the book. Listen to this bullshit.
Jimi Hendrix, Beatles, Depeche Mode, Janis Joplin, Simon and Garfunkel. You name it. He talked faster than I did out of both sides of his mouth and said things like, Stephanie, get over here and let's see what you can do with those 6-foot-long legs. I was 24 at the time. His remarks, said with a twinkle of mischief, were right to my face, not hidden or just with the guys. It was a different era, so I took them in stride on my 6-foot-long legs. In fact, when I agreed to produce the 58th presidential inauguration for our 45th president, I called Ron to see if he'd help me find some musical acts. He made himself available the very next day. Ron is a bit crass, but he is all heart. On the other hand, boasted with the boys on the bus. And then, as soon as a woman came on the scene, they immediately shut up. They knew that what they were saying was wrong. I felt sick trying to explain to my kids why Donald, not only the Republican nominee for president, but my friend's husband, a man they'd known their whole lives, had bragged about grabbing women's private parts without their consent.
Really? 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 You felt sick. So sick. Your head spinned. The room was spinning. Your stomach hurt. You threw up. You almost fainted. Because men were talking about women's private parts. What do you know? There's two things men will talk about. And you women have to get to know. There's only two things men will talk about. They will talk about sex, boobs, pussy, and sex, and sports. Oh, 111 has his hat up. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. You're on the air, 111. Hello.
Yeah, Brian, hello. When you're left alone, you get very mean. Now stop it.
I do not get very mean. Hello, Mr. Solution. I'm not mean.
I didn't quite get the context. Who was she saying that grabbed women's private parts without their permission?
Okay. This woman who's writing the book was a friend of Melania. She's no longer a friend of Melania in the White House. So she was saying that when she was going on the bus and Donald was with his friends, they were boasting about women and everything, and then they shut up because she came on the bus, and then she was sick when she heard that Donald Trump said, you can grab them by the pussy. It made her sick. That's it.
Yeah, but, you know, now she did say, now it amazes me, and I guess it's just a way that people who are in competition behave, but they just lie. Donald Trump strictly said they let you. Let means to permit, to allow, accept, and that's true. I had a conversation with my mother about this, and I said to her this very thing. Women do that. But look here, I want to ask you about the writers and actors' strike. Look, I never knew there were so many movie production companies until I started watching Tubi. Do you watch? I mean, occasionally one can get a nice movie on Tubi. And I don't care about movies, their age. If they're good, in fact, I like for movies to be aged a little bit.
Right.
So anyway, those production companies, they seem as if they're legion. There are many, many, many of them. Now, were they involved in the writer's strike? And what do you think their financial conditions are?
Well, yeah.
Do you understand my question?
I do.
Okay, good, good.
I do.
Yes.
And, of course, Tubi branched off of, I forget who owns Tubi. I don't have Tubi, but who owns them? Let's start with
Wait
that.
A minute,
owns,
what you mean
what
you
is
don't
it?
Have it?
T-U,
they're easy
is it
T-U-B-I? To acquire. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well,
but
no. It's just its own. It's its own. It has its own.
But how do you spell
URL.
It?
You
okay,
just say
you
Tubi. Tubi. TubiTV.
Okay.
.com, I believe.
Tubi.
Yeah.
TV.
So it's not hard to acquire. But they have a lot of movies. Some of them, they never have, from what I've seen, the latest movies, even though they have headings that say new movies, featured movies, all this kind of stuff. But I think all of the movies that Tubi has age on them. But
they're
not
owned by
released.
Fox. Right, they're
it's owned by
Fox.
Fox.
So
okay.
Yeah, so you're getting Fox's trash. That's basically what they're dumping on them. Here's how it worked, and I did my film too. They bought my film.
Oh, you're in a film? Tell me what it is. I'll watch it.
Oh, hell no!
Come on, tell me.
Hell.
Watch this.
No.
I have a list
hell
here.
Hell
of
the no.
I have a thing, a list here, and one day I would like to talk about some survival deals. But don't forget my question now. Like canned goods, I'm looking at beets, peas,
right.
Beans.
Right.
All of these are canned. Oysters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I put here cheese sticks, but that's a little bit of a deviation. But these are basically canned goods that are highly nutritious. They don't lose
right.
their nutrition. Anyway, go on with the with explaining to me. And Brian, don't be like that. In other words, don't be hyperbolic. You say it's trash.
I am not hyperbolic. I quit smoking dope long ago.
Was watching Taken. Well, you know, they have Taken one, Taken two.
Sure,
I kind of
sure.
I like Taken. Liam Neeson. I appreciated him.
He
and there are many
same.
Others. I mean, there are lot. They have a lot of classics.
Sure.
But now my question again is, and they have a lot of new releases, which I tend not to watch. I don't watch those.
Right.
I'm thinking all those different production names, what can anyone with a modicum of camera equipment shoot a movie and put it on Tubi?
And call themselves a production house? Sure.
Are they profitable?
No. It's very, and that's a good question. Very few movies are profitable. And the ones that make the blockbuster pays for the rest of the bullshit. You know, for instance, I'll give you an example. Sylvester Stallone is coming out with Rocky VII. He's 77 years old. And he's going to get back in the ring. He did a movie called The Expendable 4 that just came out this year.
Right.
And it flopped. Nobody wanted to see it. It flopped like you would not believe. And
okay.
So, but I forgot who did it. If it was, let's just say it was Universal. I'm just saying the name. Let's say it was Universal. Well, they lost money on that, but then they would gain money on Barbie. So Barbie will pay for all that flops last year. That's why so it balances it out. But Barbie or Mission Impossible, these big blockbusters, will pay for all the B movies that are out there. So no, a production house.
Wait a minute before you move on. Help me understand this. So in other words, now I'm familiar with the NBA, and I'm familiar with the WNBA. And I know that the NBA finances the WNBA. Now, you're saying the movie industry is like that? In other words, there's a huge umbrella movie industry that really takes care of all the subsidiary small. Really?
I think Disney has about four subsidiary names. Universal, MGM has a couple of them.
Wait a minute now, you're losing me. Say if I wanted to produce a movie, and I produced a movie.
Right.
And I don't know how much it would have made, but say it didn't make that much, I could actually get money from whom and how?
Well, there would be two. Now, it's been a long time. I haven't pitched a movie in 15 years since I've been on here. I haven't pitched a movie.
Now, let me help you out. If I'm part of the Actors Guild or one of those SAG or one of those unions, does that get me in?
No.
No. Okay, go ahead.
In fact,
I don't understand how it works.
I was against the Actors Union for a while. I think they're fucked. No. The streaming services is Netflix. What is it for? AMPTA. Damn. But these are the major. They're not producers. They're the major distributors of movies. Let me put it that way. And let's say you,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Solution comes out and you're producing a documentary on finance. Okay, great movie.
All right.
And you happen to be a member of You have to be a member of the actors.
No, I just said it would be. Go ahead.
Okay. You would be a member of the Actors Guild.
Okay.
You are a member. That doesn't do anything for you. What that does, being a member only allows you to cast union actors versus non-union actors.
Okay.
So now that you're – So meaning that you, for your movie, for your documentary, you can get Sylvester Stallone or you can get one of the other people. Now they are available to you because they're part of the union. If you're not a union, you cannot get one of those actors. They cannot work with you because you're non-union. That's
okay.
The only perk. That's the only perk. Now, star,
okay.
And but you're still an actor, and you still got to pay the dues, and you can vote on Academy Awards, and you have minor perks. That's bullshit. Now, if you wanted to get inside and sell your movie, or what we call pitch a movie,
right?
Back in the old days, I went in Sony. No, I'm sorry. It was Orion Pictures. I'm sorry. I think Sony bought Orion. I went in. And they said, Mr. Jackson, I pitched my movie. It was me and Mike, my DP. We got the deal. Nowadays, you can't do that. You would have to get an entertainment attorney to pitch the movie for you before they would even see you. And that's the hard part. Before, you used to have an agent. You go in, you pitch your movie, you're okay. You smooth a little bit, you're fine. But nowadays, you got to go to an entertainment lawyer who will pitch the movie for you to the top executives of Netflix, HBO, Prime, Amazon. You get the picture.
Are those movies, well, sort of, are those movies by the pound? I'm trying to get how I get paid now. What you said was
okay.
Important.
Okay, now
said,
okay, I'm getting there, and now I'm,
yeah,
I can
okay.
only go back to when I was doing it. Now they will. When in our case, they bought us out. We did not go with percentages. We did not go. I'll talk it in the other way of commission. We did not go this and how many points we would get in the movie. Blah blah blah. They bought us out. We like the movie. We want to own the movie. We want to own this movie. We want to buy it.
Okay.
Make an offer. And they'll make it. We made an offer. They go, deal. Sign it. And what they did, we're hoping when me and Mike were doing it, we're going, great, they bought our movie. We're going to come out. When is our movie going to come out? And this was Orion Pictures at the time. And they said, well, your movie will come out in 6 months. I go, yeah, it's going to come out in 6 months. They gave us a premiere. Everything was good. Orion went out of business. I think Sony got it. And they shelved it. And what they mean shelved it is they put it on the shelf. And a lot of movies get like that. They will just...
Wait a minute, hold it. Now
yeah.
Okay, but this is a tree with a lot of damn branches. Okay, if they shelved the movie, that means
right.
that the movie has some value and they're going to unshelve it at a subsequent time. Is that correct?
Well, that's the idea. But you have to understand that depending on when they shelved it, let's say they shelved it, they shelved it in March. And your movie blockbusters usually come out in the wintertime. You know, Thanksgiving time is when the great blockbusters come out. And then you have your summer blockbusters. So you got those two. That's when they're coming out. So depending on when they shelved our movie, they were getting ready for their blockbuster season or their winter season. The big movies were coming out, you know? Jurassic
right,
Park
right.
was coming out, and you know Jurassic Park 4, Rocky 3 was. You see what I'm saying? So our movie, they were not interested in movie, and as these keep going on, our kept pushing back and back to pretty soon, they don't care about our movie anymore. It disappears. They're not bringing it out. It just stays on
well,
the shelf.
Well, it seems to me that okay, that wasn't. What I really wanted to hear,
okay.
although I
well,
appreciate
it's
that.
Well, it's a buyout. It's a buyout. How you get paid is either they buy you out or you can go for points or percentages if you make the deal. If you have a good entertainment
so all
lawyer.
These,
yeah,
all these small production companies are
right.
actually selling their movies to a larger, say, a big guy.
Yes.
And then yeah. they go back and make more movies. So that's just their job to keep making movies and selling them. And I guess eventually they want a movie to come out because in the credits, and there was only one movie that I can recall that I read all the credits. I usually don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, I like to see who the actors are, that sort of thing.
Right. right
but there's
right,
a
right.
lot that goes into making I guess, a really good movie. But I think you've explained
yeah.
it. They sell, they make the
well,
movie,
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But there's other avenues where you can show your movie. Normally, you would not go if Mr. Solution made a movie and a documentary about finance, and now what you got to do is get a name. You got to put interest. If you got a lot of no-name people, nobody gives a fuck. So now it's so political that you got to get a name to attach to your movie now. Like you want
to
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's what a lot of these movies on Tubi's are. I mean,
exactly.
Very few of them, and some of them are decent. I'm just going to use the term thespian to cover the whole gamut.
Right.
Some of them are decent, but they're not big name people. And all of those movies, I think you alluded to this a moment ago, are B movies. Is this okay for us to talk about? Because I know we've talked about it.
No,
a
it's okay.
While.
It's okay because when you have your down months like March, April, February, after December, you know, you got November to probably January where the blockbusters are coming out, but towards the end of January it slows down. You know, January, February, March, April, May, June. That's when they look on the shelf.
Exactly. And pull out the old movies.
See what movies in their library. Yeah.
Now, there are some people I've heard that go directly to, I guess, DVD. They don't even have a...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now what about that? Did you explain that?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, they shelf my movie. My movie could have gone straight to DVD. Straight to DVD. Now, when you go straight to DVD, you don't have to really go to a major production house. You can go to a distributor company. They have the distributor companies.
Oh, okay.
That just,
movie makers are always, it's kind of like what you've described to me, and I have to put it in terms that I'm familiar with. It's kind of like being a farmer, in a sense. So one is selling their produce to the larger consortiums or larger larger companies is what they're doing. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
And God bless. See, the little guy never had a chance, but God bless Robert Redford. He created Sundance. God bless De Niro, who created his company. I forgot the name of his company. Oh, my God, I should be shocked.
His company just got sued the pants off, some sexual harassment.
That was a made thing. Yeah.
Hey, let me throw this at you. I noticed.
But
Mr.
wait, let me just finish it.
Okay,
there
go
is
ahead.
Another way, because there are people listening. There is another way.
Okay,
you'll get your movie to a film festival. To a film, that's what you want to do. If you're an independent guy, if you can't get an entertainment lawyer or these entertainment lawyers are too busy, what you want to do is get your film into a film festival, like the Sundance Film Festival. There's the Tribeca, De Niro. It's called the Tribeca Film Festival. You want to get them seen there. Because think of that as a recruitment, like a football thing, and you're a scout and you're looking for good players out of high school to go to college. Think of it that way, because that the Tribeca Film Festival and the Sundance Film Festival will create directors and producers and money makers to look at new film. They will see those films, and they will make you an offer. So that's where you want to do.
They'll make the little guy an offer sort
they'll
of directly.
The, right.
And
exactly.
He can sell to them.
Yes. The studio is going to say, I want this film. Or sometimes the film's not completed and they need money, so they will show like a trailer or something there to get interest in investors to make the movie, and the studio will take over and say, yes, okay, we'll make the movie, but you got to go. Okay, I'm leaving. I'll pay you $2 million. Goodbye, you little fly on the wall. Now I'm taking over this, and I'm going to remake this movie because it got the buzz. It got the buzz.
Right. Right.
Because now they're saying this new movie's coming out. It's an independent movie called Hatchet Finance, The Hatchet Man of Finance. And there's a big buzz going on. They will buy that movie, get rid of you. They will remake it, and they'll make a phone call. Leo, DiCaprio, we got a great film, buddy. We want you to star in it. And then they'll attach a star name to the Hatchet Man of Finance, which is a great movie title, by the way. And it's good to go. And then the studio's going, what? You got Leo DiCaprio, Caprio? And as the studio says, just his name alone is standard to make some money, and they'll gamble on it. And then the movie studios will say, well, we want Sony wants it, or Orion Pictures wants it, United Artists wants it, and then the bid goes there. And there's how the movie's made, and that's how you become rich.
Well, okay, you just said that the small people don't make much money. But look here, I'm going to switch a little bit.
Well, what I'm trying to say, okay, let me put it to you this way. When you go to any given time, when you go to a film festival, let's say Sundance, and I think Sundance holds two festivals in a year, but let's say Sundance, they will get over 15 to 2,000 movies.
Mm-hmm.
They will get over that entering this film festival.
Sure.
They're lucky if they get three out of all those thousands of movies, lucky they will come out with three interesting movie that they may invest in.
Now, that's
three.
Just them.
Well, that's just if your movie's going to be bought, if your movie's going to be interest in the studio. It's so hard, and they got a lot of interest, and a lot of major studios will also put their film in the film festival just to get the buzz from the press. But, and then you're going, and 5 months later, you got another 3,000 new movie makers and production and new movies coming out. They'll take three from that. So now you got 5,000 movies just in 1 year that did not be bought. And those movies cost about $2 to $3 million to make. And so the odds are you making money is very slim. That's what I'm saying.
But
it
wait
could
a
be
minute.
Done.
You just threw me a curve. You're saying all these movies, these small production companies, they put $2 million in each movie that they venture.
Let me tell you
that
something.
They make.
Let me tell you something. Let me blow your mind.
Answer that question before you move on. Are you saying
it's more
these small?
It's more. It's more. Let me. I'm,
they
I'm
put more
put it,
than
I'm,
2 million.
Let me explain. When before there was YouTube, okay, you could buy a good film. A good film to make was $200,000. If you were in an $800,000, you just dropped. Maybe listen. If you were back in the day, if you had $300,000 to $800,000, you're able to make a movie. Nowadays, it would take $5 million just to make a trailer. We're not even talking about beginning a movie. We're not talking about even making a movie. We're talking $5 million just for the trailer on YouTube. So I see you're back in. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, cut off, unfortunately.
Yeah, I understand. So what I'm trying to say is the reality is back in the day, if you made $350,000 to $500,000 to make a movie, you're coming out with a lower A grade B movie, but it's Alien. It'll be like Back to the Future kind of movie. Alien. Those are, you know, those would be the movies. And then later, as they get an audience, they become bigger. So that's how it used to be. $500,000, $800,000. You can make a movie on $800,000. It could be considered almost a B plus A movie. Nowadays. And I was telling you, now that YouTube came out, those trailers that you see, they go up to $5 million. A trailer for 30 seconds can be $5 million. I'm telling you, that's what it's gone up to. And I'm telling you, they can make a trailer for like $5 million, and they haven't even made the movie yet. They don't even have a cast. They just made a dumb trailer.
Well, you know, I've
interest.
Heard in a good movie, they start with the end of the movie, and then they back produce it, as it were. I guess that's the right term. But they start with the end, and then they backfill it. But look here, this is great. I want to get to know a little bit more about movies. But what I would like for you to do, Brian, since you haven't, is watch Tubi. And they tend to be one of the biggest. And let me just tell you this. Movies, I like a good movie every now and then. I'm mostly a Western type person, but I can like a little bit of drama, thriller, this
right.
sort of thing. But what I would like for you to do is go on to Tubi, TubiTV.com, and
right.
watch a few of those movies and then maybe chat about it, because I think you mentioned a moment ago that you haven't seen Tubi. You know about it, but
well,
you haven't seen the selection that's available, correct?
Well, Tubi, correct. Tubi
okay.
is a bottom feeder. It's crap. Let me explain why I said that.
Right. But wait a minute.
Nowadays,
it doesn't matter why you said that, because I want you
okay.
to watch some of it and then, share an informed decision. Because let me just say
okay.
this.
What is
the,
it? Okay,
the very
let me see.
Pictures
Tubi.
They have are beautiful. Just their advertisement, it's high definition, it's beautiful. You follow
no,
me?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Let me correct
you. You haven't seen it. How
correct.
Can you say
let,
that?
Because I don't have to see it if I don't. I can. I know about some of these stuff. Let me
oh,
tell
Brian,
you.
Oh, Brian, you're being difficult.
Let
just watch
me,
Tubi,
you know,
please. Watch Tubi.
I will,
then
but
we'll,
let
we'll
me
talk
tell
about,
you. I,
oh.
If you let me tell you about it, I'll just say
go
you
ahead,
can't give
go
me
ahead,
much.
Go on.
Most TVs nowadays, your 4K TV, your smart TV, are broadcasting 1080. That's high definition. So when you talk about high definition, you're talking about it used to be was it HD? Used to be high definition. Now it's like 4K. 4K, yeah. Most of your video games are played on 1080. Which is very
okay.
high definition TV.
Right.
Most of your movies now are seen, or they will modify it to TV, because you got to understand that when you make a movie that's not for your TV, it's for the big screen, and they have to modify it for your TV. So that's how sometimes
right.
you're out of sync, or sometimes there's ghosts in there and it's blurry. I'm just trying to say.
Right, right.
Now, but if you're 1080, you should barely see those little quirks, you know, the dropping of the sound or the little tiny glow, you know, it's barely, but it's 1080 because you're still viewing high definition. Tubi
now, you watch Pornhub. What is Pornhub in?
I would say HD from your camera. I would say it's from your camera. It's HD. It's HD. Now your
and
camera.
How
far
is
what
that
kind of what kind of what kind of cell phone? What kind of cell phone do you have? Most cell phones shoot HD in photos and in video. So what cell? That's why. What cell phone do you have? And you can tell
I
by
have
the.
I have an Android. I'm not too into that.
You?
I don't even carry
right.
my cell phone all the time.
Okay.
I just
well,
I'll carry
yeah.
it when I want to, but
right,
I'm
right,
not
right.
a slave to it.
Okay, well, most phones are HD now. So when they shoot their Pornhub and they upload it on their site, you're getting that quality, you know. They
but
even
it's not
got a phone now,
though, right?
I don't. Well, I don't know, because I think the new iPhone 15, I think it shoots in 1080. I think it shoots movie quality, and not only the 15. I think the one lower than that shoots movie quality. So they have, and their pictures are amazing. If you see the pictures of these things, so yeah, they shoot that. The newer phones, I'm thinking they shoot that. Now Tubi does not do 1080. All their movies are 720. They don't have high def movies. They don't have HD movies. Their movies are playing on a 720 deck, and it's a lower stream of all.
How old is your computer? The computer that you're using now, how old is it?
Oh damn! The computer I have two. One I work with, and one I have. The one that I work with, like I punish, and this is like 2 years old. Like
okay, so Microsoft, from what I understand, and I listen to some of the
right.
tech guys, they're only
right.
going to support Windows 10, I guess
right.
it's the end of 25.
Right.
Is that what you have heard?
Yes, I do have a 10. I do have a 10.
Okay, so then if you watch it on a 10,
right,
are you getting the 1080/HD?
No.
You're not
You're always viewing 720. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have a 1080 smart TV or whatever. And if you look at your TV, if you look inside your smart TV or whatever, it will say 720, 1080. And if you
wait a minute. I should have clarified something, and I will.
Right.
Okay. I prefer watching on a monitor as opposed to a TV. And I've heard that a monitor gives higher definition. And I watch off of the internet. I watch all my movies. Now, a lot of those
movies you're talking about right now, where you see the trailer and everything, they're selling those movies.
Like, for example, let me just give you one quick one. Fort Dobbs. Fort Dobbs is Clint Walker. It's starring Clint Walker. And Westerns, I prefer the old Westerns to the new Westerns.
I do, too.
Yeah. Basically, I like for my Westerns to be like 20 years old.
And that's a perfect – wait, you can have a perfect example there. If you look at these old Westerns, like spaghetti Westerns, like Clint Eastwood, let's say Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Let's just go there.
Okay.
And if you try to watch it –
which is on Tubi, by the way.
Okay. If you're trying to watch it on 1080, not 720, because you're watching it on a 720 – with Tubi. But if you're trying to watch that on a 1080, you'll get a lot of ghost. You'll get a lot of drops. Transfer it to 1080, and if they transfer it to 1080, you're going to lose quality. You're going to lose sound, and that's why a lot of people will not transfer the 720 to the 1080 because it's useless. But if you watch The Good and Bad and Ugly now on your TV and you have a smart TV, you're going to get a lot of ghosts. And you know what I mean by ghosts? The picture's not going to be as sharp. A little bit, yeah. You will see a little bit.
I don't play distortion.
Yeah, and sometimes it would be out of sync.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can find it, like any movie that I want,
right.
I can find it on one of the websites. And computer viewing has much greater variety. And I'll just tell you this. I was being bled to death by a damn package, what do they call it, bundle, you know, where you get the phone.
Do you need to answer the door and I can, look, I'll tell you what, do you need to get that and I can put you on mute so we don't have any personal shit? When you come back, just raise your hand. We got 45 minutes. Do you need to answer that door? I can put you on mute. Yeah.
Are you talking
to me? Is
that you?
Yeah,
no, that's
hearing.
Not me. That's someone else.
Okay. Hold on. Pat, how are you, Pat? Is that you, Pat, with the door? Do you need to answer that?
No.
Why am I hearing
that
the door?
Your
I'm
door,
hearing somebody.
Brian.
No, I'm hearing. I could sworn I'm hearing somebody knock on the door. I swear to God.
That's just feedback. Anyway,
did you hear
it
too? Am I fucking going crazy? Did anybody else hear like somebody knocking on the door?
No.
I won't say you're going
crazy,
hi Pat, but I don't hear it.
Really?
I don't hear it either.
I swear to God, I heard somebody knocking on the door.
No.
I'm going nuts. We're good.
That's okay.
Mind.
Take your medication.
Yeah, no kidding. No, I'm hearing that. I could have heard it 3 or 4 times. Okay, go ahead. Welcome back, Pat.
What I was saying is the best TV watching, because they bleed the living hell out of you. Like, I had a Western channel, and they charge up the yin-yang for that Western channel. So I struck a good deal with them, got rid of that TV, and just went to watching over the computer, over the monitor. I get a much richer variety. I can get virtually any movie I want, any time I want, and so on and so forth. You get the picture. Now, sometimes I agree with you. I know about the distortion, But, and that happens on YouTube, by the way, because Google owns YouTube now, right?
I think so.
Do this.
Yeah, yeah. But look here, I want to move on just briefly and ask you about Mr. Beast. I watch Mr. Beast. Now, do you think Mr. Beast is the highest gross earner on YouTube, or is there someone else?
I don't know who Mr. Beast is. Who is that?
Oh, man, you don't know who Mr. Beast is? Okay, Mr.
Beast, I
think he's one of the highest grossing earners on YouTube. I mean, he gets millions.
Oh, okay.
And he uses comedy. He does a lot of philanthropic work, philanthropy work, but he uses comedy. Like, he was interviewing Jay Leno, for example. Jay Leno has a vehicle worth $20 million. I think Jay Leno paid about almost $1 million, like 800, close to $1 million over 20 years ago for a vehicle. And now that vehicle is worth more than $20 million. So Mr. Beast was there with him. And that was a good bit because, you know, Jay Leno is comedy, Mr. Beast. But Mr. Beast is a young guy. I don't – maybe now he's about – I know he's under 40. He may be in his late 20s, early 30s, right? But he blows things up. He gives people money. He has a lot of ideas. What I was going to say about him, he's on YouTube. You say you haven't watched him, but just type in Mr. Beast and watch a few of his shows. Like one, I'll just give you an example. He bought an airplane ticket for, you know, just a regular ticket, and then he bought like a $10,000 airplane ride. Then he bought a $500,000, and, you know, that ended up, I think, being the whole plane, a private plane, and they were just given this luxurious service. So he shows things that are very, very flashy and upscale that are out of the reach of most people, and but he intertwines comedy. Now, I notice he uses no women. He has a transgender guy, because that guy confused me. I thought it was a woman looking at the hair and some of, but I think it's a transgender woman, but that's it. But it's all guys that he uses. He doesn't use any women. I don't know where you would go with that, but you don't know Mr. Beast, but he is, like I say, one of the highest earners. I'm sure he earns millions upon millions of dollars on YouTube and his sponsors. And they would never cancel him. I don't think he's too big to fail. Let's put it that way. And but you need to type him in and just look, Mr. Beast. And one other thing I was going to say is that it used to be that you could one could go to a person's webpage and go to the About section, and it would tell you how many viewers they had when they started.
Right.
How many? It doesn't do that anymore, and I was kind of disappointed that they changed that. So it would give you the total. It would give the total, not total per show, but total overall since they started. Why did they stop doing? Answer any of that if you care to. If you care to answer, I think it's kind of interesting.
Well, it is. I don't know. I don't know.
So you think there's a problem with Mr. Beast not having any women in his now he's a Caucasian guy from all appearances, but no women. Do you think that's okay? I think it's good because women generally create a problem on the job, and that was the big problem. And I work with EEO, so that's the big problem with having women. And like I said, De Niro's company, Robert De Niro, he just got sued. And I think the jury found his company liable.
Did they
really?
And
he's going to have to pay out a lot of money. Because the woman said that he threatened her.
I know.
Or somebody
I know.
You know, and they go after
the
deep pockets.
I know.
So...
It's got to get worse. It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse because of the economic condition.
Sure.
And that was always seen as a cash cow, by the way.
Sure.
I'm not trying to put you to work, but you might want to look up that lady. It went viral where she poo-pooed the Cheesecake Factory. She didn't want to go. She didn't want to be taken out to the Cheesecake Factory on a first date. She thought that was beneath her. So the guy took her ass home. He said, "You violated every one of my boundaries. You didn't show up on time. Now you don't want to go to the Cheesecake Factory, and it's the second choice. I had a better restaurant, maybe a 4-star, and that's what she felt she deserved on a first date, a 4-star restaurant. And this woman was about, okay, let me just say, not that it made a whole lot of difference, but this woman was approximately, I'm going to give her about a 4. I don't know if she had kids. You take away a point for every kid a woman has. But I'm going to say she was maybe a 4, 4.5. Why do you laugh, Pat?
Sweetie, it's just too funny. It's real, but it's too funny.
It is how guys do that. 1 second, guys. I think this is Lovely Laverne. I'm not quite sure. Is it Laverne Vernie?
Yes. Hello, Brian. Mr. Solution.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, Laverne. How are you? And something
good.
Cannot come from nothing. I don't give a damn how you twist it. Go ahead.
Now, I heard the knock too, Brian. I heard someone knock on the door.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I thought I was going crazy. Thank you, Laverne. I really thought I was going crazy. Thank you.
I heard it. And I would like to say I like Tubi, too. I like their movies. They can have low-budget movies, but the majority is they are high-quality, good movies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I never saw Tubi. I'm just saying that when you made a when you said that it's high scale and it's one of the highest production kind of thing, I had to disagree with you.
I don't think I said that. No, I don't think
but,
I didn't say that.
Okay,
I did
but
say it's
I'm
high
saying,
definition, and I get carried away just watching the promotions for the movies because they're so beautiful, they're so kaleidoscopic, if you please.
Well, let me take
they're
a
very
look at
colorful.
This. Okay, well, now that Laverne looked at it, let me see. Tubi free TV. Let me take a look at that. They are free TV.
There's Pluto
you can
TV
see that,
too.
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon Fire, and I probably have it.
Plex.
I probably never.
Plex.
Let's see some of the stuff that they have
Plex
here.
There's one called Plex too.
Plex.
There's one called what?
Plex.
Plex.
But
isn't
sorry,
that
it's plex.com, or is there anything else?
Probably
no.
.com.
There's
I'm sorry,
so
I can't
many.
Speak a little bit louder if you can,
oh, it's
Pat.
An app. It's an app, honey.
But it's plex?
Yeah.
Plex.com.
Well, I don't know. It's an app, so it probably is .com.
Pat, is
okay,
that free?
All right. Do you watch it, Laverne Plex? It's nice to have another one because sometimes Tubi asks for information and I just ignore them. So it's nice to have an alternative.
Yeah,
and they say they're all legal. That's the other thing about Tubi. They say they advertise as being all legal.
Yeah, they're free, yes. They come with the smart TVs, all these free apps.
Right.
And another one, Mr. Solution, you was asking, you check out Peacock.
Okay, let me ask you this now. Do you have to sign up? Because I don't care for signing up. Do you have to sign up to get into Peacock or Plex?
Well, you know what? I have not really downloaded Peacock, but I watch it over someone else's house. But the free ones that you have, I don't remember you have to sign up for them.
Okay, but you get into Tubi. Tubi, you just type their URL in, and it just goes straight to Tubi's website. And sometimes they'll ask you, like they'll ask me to remove my blocker, which I won't do, by the way.
And let me tell you something about that blocker. But anyway, let me say this first. You shouldn't have to go on .com. Tubi should be on your – do you have Fire Stick? What do you have? You have a smart TV?
Just the internet. No, I watch on a monitor.
Oh, okay.
And see, I get more variety that way. I did try it the other way, as I explained to Brian, but they bleed you when you do that. If you go through one of the major cable providers, Cox or whatever, you know, and maybe sometimes we can talk about how to deal with those. I think I have a pretty good method of dealing with them. I allot about 45 minutes and you know, but you have to negotiate with them.
Oh, well, see, but with a smart TV, all those free apps come on the smart TV, so you don't have to go to their website.
Now, see, this is the thing, if you don't mind. What I don't like about smart TV, they talk about those TVs being an intrusion, listening in, and advertising to you, giving you stuff you don't want, and all this. Now, I don't know how true that is, but it has truth to it. Go ahead.
I have a smart TV. I don't have any problems.
Well, yeah, but you won't know it because they do it in a stealthy fashion. They do it stealthily. But they have a mic on, and one way you can know that they're doing this is because if you talk about something, lo and behold, there it is. They're advertising it to you. That's one way to discern.
Not my TV. Not my TV.
Mr. Solution, your phone does that. Mostly, a lot of times, your phone, when you're talking around your phone, you'll go up there and see what you were talking about being advertised. But now the computer, the phone, the TVs, all of them are tracking you into, you know, seeing what you're doing, where they could put advertisement up that you are interested in.
Well, let me just say this. I hear you, and that's what I'm talking about. But if one has a good blocker on their computer – now, I was a bit generous initially, but then I got these five-minute ads and longer, five-minute and longer ads, and I said, enough is enough. So I just blocked them. Some of your, what do they say, and I forget the name right now, but some of the websites that you go on, if you use their blocker, Microsoft blocker or Edge, the Edge blocker isn't worth a crap. Everybody gets through and past Edge, if you guys know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah, I hate Edge. But Firefox has a good blocker, and some of the others, maybe Chrome. So I installed the blocker. That's why Tubi will say, eliminate your blocker.
Right.
But,
that's just my experience. Some things you can't see without, you have to take your blocker off.
Exactly. But I never do that because it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Brian and I don't know what happened. Brian, are you there? Or he may have been kidnapped when he answered the door. Who knows?
I'm here. I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah. I was just wondering about some of those, is what I was telling Brian, wondering about some of those actors in those movies. Now, Brian explained it fairly well, that they sell the movies to the big guys, the big producers or movie houses, and then they
the big
just
studios,
continue to
the
make
big
movies.
Studios.
The big studios. So my analogy of the farmer selling his produce on the stock
yeah.
market or to the major wholesalers, that seems to be fairly accurate in the movie industry also.
Yeah, but
right?
it gets a lot more complex than that. Because
sure.
Let's say you get an independent movie that you really don't have any named stars, but it's a good movie.
Right.
Well, now you got to make a deal with the movie houses. You know, the United Artists, the Paramounts, whatever. You know what I mean? A show in your local theater.
Yes.
This is where the networks and the studios make their money. Okay.
Okay.
Now you make it.
Well, they're not
so
making
now you
it
make
at
it,
the shows anymore.
Yeah. So now you're making a deal with them. You're making a deal about how much tickets are going to go for. What do you think you're going to? What's the profit of it? And you're making a deal with the movie showing your movie, and they're not making no money. The movie,
Are people really going to theaters now?
It's a new era. Now it's streaming. That's why they were on strike. But I'm just taking to the other steps about, you know, movie making. Now it's streaming.
Right, but there's also COVID.
Deal. Right.
Yeah, I understand COVID.
There's still movie houses. Right.
Go ahead.
But you still got your movie houses. You got your United Artists out there, and you got your movie houses still out there. They're still showing movies in a theater. They're still doing it.
But my question would be, are they frequented like they were pre-COVID?
Well, you can ask.
No.
You can do this. Let me tell you right now. Wait a minute. Not so fast. You know how much Barbie made? Barbie made over $100 million.
Was that worldwide or just in the U.S.?
I think it was just in the U.S. I don't know. I'm going to put that there. God, it's been a long time since I went to the movie. What is the site that movies?
There it goes.
Barbie,
that makes a difference, Brian.
Yeah.
Because I still think, now I heard, I think it
Mission
was Pat, I heard someone, I'm just doing a survey, and it seems to me that a lot of people are gun-shy of COVID. We haven't totally gotten over that.
I don't think that's a problem anymore. I'm not even thinking about, I think COVID's done. I mean, we're still catching.
No,
I don't,
it's back again.
You're going to get some free.
In Canada?
Are you really conscious of,
yeah.
Pat, are you really standing 6 feet away from people? Are you really kind of
yeah,
doing that? Are you wearing a mask?
Again.
Are you
yeah.
wearing a mask over there? Wow.
Let me say this, Brian. I think there's a subtlety here, and this is where I think it. People are choosing to limit their exposure. Now, they may not be wearing a mask per se, and they may not be standing 6 feet, but if you look at a lot of your tellers, they still have the plexiglass up, and people are just, like I said, in the movies. Now, myself, I was never a big guy. When they started shooting people in the theaters, I wasn't a fan of being trapped in an area such as that. You know, I'm a
right.
sort of a military guy, and I don't like to be caught defenseless because you're shooting fish in a barrel if you go into a crowded movie theater. Not only do the people trample themselves, but whoever has a weapon can just shoot up.
Well, I don't go with that. But let me just give you this before I forget. Worldwide,
yeah.
Barbie made $1.4 billion.
Okay, you tailed
billion.
Off on the first part. Say it again.
Worldwide, the movie Barbie made $1.4 billion. Now,
$1.4 billion?
Yeah, that's how much it made.
Yeah,
now, let me
I
see what it cost
that.
To. You know, let's see the cost
well,
of
yeah,
making it.
Well, yeah, worldwide, I mean, there you go.
Well, it's still cost of making it. I wonder how much it didn't. Cost of making Barbie the movie. I would say offhand, the cost of making it, I'm going to say $15 million. But let's see, cost of making Barbie
Was that Disney?
The movie. I don't think it was Disney, was it? Was it? No, it's
okay.
Mattel. I don't know. Yeah, Mattel.
Mattel.
To go over the company. Who filmed Barbie? Barbie by Gerwig as the cast, blah, blah, blah. Why did Barbie get back out of Bad Girl? I want to know how much it made. Who wrote
is
Barbie?
Is that like a romance movie? I know Barbie the doll, but
no, it,
was
well,
it a romance
it's
movie?
Barbie is a doll. It's a doll that goes into the real world, basically. That's the thing. She's out of the Barbie
is Ken
world
there?
And she goes into the real. Yeah, Ken is there. Ken went with her.
Well, you know they neuter Ken.
I don't know what's up with Ken.
Well, I do.
Is your Barbie movie?
It's not up with Ken, pun intended.
I get you, yes. I don't know how much. I don't know. I'm more curious about how much, and I don't have it here. And I forgot where we go to our movie information. My short-term memory is so fucked up. It's usually we would go somewhere. But I would say it cost $15 million to make. I'm saying they probably – I'm just saying I don't know. But I'm assuming if that – I'm thinking a lot of it is AI. And it made $1.4 billion. God, imagine that profit. That's all I can say is I know it didn't cost $1 billion to make. I know that for damn sure. But $1.4 billion. That's it.
Well, they had the right idea. I mean, adults were going to that, not just kids.
Sure. Sure. So that it answers your question. Some movies do make it. And that has not went to streaming yet. That's all in theaters. So there you go. People do go. If there's a good movie, they do go. But there's a lot of bombs. Leo DiCaprio had one out right now called Over the Moon, something Over the Moon or whatever. And Martin Scorsese.
That Western?
Yeah. And I don't think it's doing well at all. I don't think it's doing well. But if it's the same studio about Barbie, they said who gives a fuck because they made a good $500 million on just that film alone.
Brian, did you give the name of the movie that you starred in, or that I don't know if you starred, but that you were in?
There,
why don't you give
no,
that
I
name
did not give
so I can pull it up?
It's a movie. It's a movie that I made, that I directed. My DP, Michael, was there, and our first film. Our first film.
Okay, what's the
that
name?
That was way back. It's called Nanya. Google Nanya.
Come on, you're being a girl.
The very cut time really quick. You'd be looking at a documentary called Nanya. Oh, Nanya. It's an African documentary. Nanya.
You'd be having
what do I do about
Google it? What's that, Laverne?
I said you're going to have Mr. Solution go Google it.
No, he will be doing it. An African documentary. Nanya. Nanya. He would be. No.
But now, Brian. Do you think
yes.
that the actors and the actresses, do you think that they are fearful of AI and what they could do?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got the writer's strike, and the writers and the strike, and the studio promised them that they would get paid for any use of likeness of AI. Now, if you're a fan of technology, if you know anything about technology, you can't promise
they won't
that.
Need actors.
You can't promise. Exactly. No, but you know what I'm trying. But here it is. It'll probably go on the web or even YouTube. I think YouTube will be the danger of that. But if a studio does that, let's say do an AI of Tom Cruise in a commercial or something, they can sue that studio. They're covered. They can sue it. But the independent, small production companies, I don't know if they can control it. I don't know. That's like saying, can we control people stealing our identification? It's the same thing. Can we control somebody's identity theft? It is so rampant, and I don't know if we can. I talked to a person who works in a bank, and they're always trying to – there's always the bad guys are always a step ahead of them. By the time they catch up and they put in the block, they move to something else. So I don't know. I think the major studios will be held accountable, but there's so many independent production houses out there and print work, meaning newspapers or magazines, and just people doing shit. If you look at Facebook and you look at some of the come on, help me out, guys. What's that app? What's that app to everybody? TikTok. If you look at TikTok and you look at what they're doing with TikTok now, you know how they cut this and the guy grows big feet or his ears or morph into a doggy. If you see the if you see the basic raw stuff that they're doing now on TikTok, can you imagine when they perfect AI? You can't control it. I don't think you're going to be able to control AI. You won't. There'll be programs out there. There'll be editing bays, like saying what AI effects in it. I got some right now. Not as good as AI, but I have something with special effects. And your phone will have AI effects in it. And in fact, you got the new Google. Is it the new Google 3 phone that they're advertising? Did you ever see it where the people are not smiling and all of a sudden they hit a picture and then they're all it changes the picture that they're smiling again? You guys ever see that commercial?
No,
see that?
I don't remember.
There's a Google commercial. There's a Google phone commercial where they're saying about the phone, and it shows people looking up.
Was that the one with the Mona Lisa smiling?
I think so. But it's like people are not smiling in the thing, and then they have pictures at the bottom where they just replace it, and all of a sudden you're smiling in it, and you're smiling in the picture. Glasses could be falling off of a dog, and then there's pictures below it that you can replace that dog. I mean, the same dog, but with the glasses on him. And you hit a button, and the dog has glasses. And that's the picture you're going to see.
Right. Right. They were showing that, how they did that when they were trying to see how the United States did propaganda.
Right.
They were showing how you can take something in or put something in a frame.
Right.
And you never know what it's to.
Right, and they got a phone, like if you have somebody in the background you don't like, it, you can take them out your background, you guys?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, so that's technology, and that is AI. So just because the studio, I could take that out of background and put Tom Cruise in a boat. You know, I could take a picture of me, and let's say it's me and Laverne. We're over here, and we're going out in a boat. We have our lifesavers on our shoulder, right? And we're by a lake. So I'm taking a picture of me and Laverne, and I could insert Tom Cruise in the lake in the boat, waving at us from the shore.
Right.
And I can take that picture.
Yeah, it's getting
I can
crazy.
Take that picture. Exactly, and that's raw stuff. That is not even close to the AI that's coming down the plank. So it's going to get wild. I'm going to tell you, I have a friend that will not take a picture unless there's a filter in her camera. Every time she takes a picture, there's a filter in her camera.
And they
I'm
make
going,
the
damn.
Kissy face.
And they make the kissy face, and they do all that. That's all AI. That's all AI. People don't even take real pictures of themselves anymore, except I'm the idiot that does. But people don't take real pictures. They got the filter in the background now. You can take back. You can even take the background out and put another background in. They have that on your camera, on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You could build little trees in the background. You can make trees with your phone and draw a little wand, and all of a sudden there's trees in your picture. That's all AI.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and the other day I went to Google something, and they asked me would I like to use the AI for the search. And
well,
I
AI
said,
chat.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And you're smart, too. Yeah, they have the CGB or CGT. But it's
CGI.
Yeah, it's AI chat. and you're going to use that on your phone. You can do it. And you're right, because you don't know who's gathering that information, Laverne. It goes somewhere. It goes to someone.
Yeah.
And it might go to Google for all we can, because they brought the program. But
it goes to the
bloody
CIA. Come on.
It could go. It could go. Some people are saying that. We just – it's like when people – you know, it's funny how people just excuse things. Like, oh, well, Brian, you got a dirty picture of you and your girlfriend having sex. I go, yeah, my ass looks amazing. Yeah, but I don't want anybody to see it, so I'm going to keep it. I'm going to save it. I go, where did it go? It went to the cloud. Well, who the fuck owns the cloud? I don't know. It's the cloud. We don't ask questions. People just accept it, right? It goes all my. It doesn't have to be porn, but it could be your private pictures, and it goes to the cloud, and they just accept it. Nobody knows what the cloud is about, but it's like they go to the cloud, and there's people in the clouds going,
"Saves it forever."
Yeah,
saves it forever.
That's it. And I don't picture, remember the old days when you used to have a photograph? You used to have a book where you put your pictures in. You know it's there. I don't know if I want to trust pictures of me in the cloud. I don't know. I'm still on the fence on that. Some people do. They think they can move. They can lose a photo album, but they can always have the cloud and download your picture. And then when you download your picture for a while, did you ever notice that if you had a picture there for 6 years, it gets a little, it loses quality after a while. It really does. So anyway, be afraid, because the movie actors are saying we're protected. You cannot use, you know, the likeness of us in any of your movies. Fuck you guys. YouTube is going to be going crazy with AI. YouTube,
yeah.
Trust me, it's going to go nuts with AI. And there's nothing you can do it. Nothing you can do. You can't sue Google. They didn't upload it. They're going to go absolutely. You'll see Tom Cruise hugging Donald Trump, or you'll see shit happen, and you're thinking it's real, and it's not. It's just AI bullshit.
That's right.
You'll see me talking to Michelle Obama next week, and she's hugging up on me. Easy, Michelle, easy. You're a married woman, girl. It'll be AI.
That's very much possible.
It could, right? Yeah. So YouTube is going to be, and I think they're going to be the filter of getting by the actors, because the studios are not using that. And you can see a lot of independent people using them in AI. And, man, it's going to be a mess. Until we get a hold of it. And we won't get a hold of it. Usually when something comes out, we'll get a hold of it 5 to 10 years later. We got a hold of it. By that time, it moved on to AI number two, you know. It usually takes that long for us to patch it up or block this or do this. And by the time you do all that crap to protect it, guess what? There's some idiot going, okay, I'm going to watch the movies. Who does this without paying for it? Here's a link. Don't tell nobody.
Melania Trump earlier. Melania Trump was because she's no longer, but she was the most attractive first lady ever. I don't think there was a first lady in history that was as attractive as she.
I would say no. I would say Jackie Onassis was very attractive.
Oh, please,
John F. Kennedy.
No,
she
was. No.
You don't think Jackie Onassis was close to Melania Trump? Really?
Well, now you're saying close.
No, I
but
think
close
they're both
could be...
ugly. I don't
Go ahead,
like
what?
Either one of their eyes.
I'm sorry, say it again.
What were you saying? I don't like their eyes.
Their
Ooh,
eyes
God.
Are weird, aren't they? I agree with you, Pat.
Yep.
Do you see Melania's eyes? Can you tell Laverne? I know
Without
you looked at her
makeup,
eyes.
She'd be awful.
She squints those
well,
alien
but wait
eyes.
A minute. If you apply that to most women, that would be the case. Whatever they are, if they took off the makeup, that would drop them about 3 points in terms of
attractiveness.
That's
what I meant to say about Melania. If you take her makeup off, she may not be what you think she is.
Well,
right,
she would
that.
Be some of it because of her
like
just her body type. because she is lightweight.
I have not seen her body. I have not seen her body. She's always neck up. I have not. The woman is, how old is Melania? How old is she? Anybody want to take a guess?
You just mentioned her in a picture where she was. She was nude but covered up. You know how they cover up the genitals.
Yeah,
and
but
the
how
breasts.
Old was she? Was she 27 at the time? How old is she now? She was born in 1970. She was born in 1970. That makes her what?
53.
How old is she?
53.
Really? I thought that was really.
What's she doing
53?
With that old shirt?
You know what she's doing? Money and power. Money and power. That's what 53
right.
brings you.
That's
what
right.
it is.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Everything.
Well,
to them, it is okay. And I understand mm-hmm. what you're saying, but to them, they want to try to stay looking young and beautiful and sexy. It means a lot to them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what, Laverne? I've been looking, and you see all those old rich people. They still look old, man. All these creams and all this stuff and all this makeup
wow.
isn't going to change how old you get.
Well, it's just a...
No, they do change your look.
You almost ready? Okay. Well, kids, I got to go.
Your internal being... But your external, you can do a lot to the external.
You sure can. Botox, breast implants.
I was just speaking of the outward appearance because that's all we see of any of
them.
She
is a pretty woman.
All those people that are in the public eye,
right.
we may not
she is
know
a pretty
what
woman.
Their personal selves
right.
are like. So I'm
she
just
is a pretty
saying
woman.
She's the most attractive. Now, at 53, unless she's holding on to something really intentional.
I'm going to tell you something. I'll be honest with you. If I had to take one for one night, Melania or Michelle Obama for one night, I'm taking Michelle Obama. I'm taking Michelle Obama.
Wow.
I
am.
Why would you have to take either one of them?
No,
I'm just talking about.
You're saying most attractive. I'm saying that if I had to spend a night with one of them, and it's between, and you mentioned Melania is very attractive. I'm saying Michelle Obama does something for me. I don't know what it is. She's a pretty woman, but her personality is just fantastic and amazing. If I had,
wait a minute, she's not that pretty.
I think she is.
Average.
Melania?
Michelle is average. I would give Michelle about a 5 without makeup, probably 4.5, 5.
Melania, I'm just saying,
without makeup, she would be about a 7.
Yeah. The only thing wrong with Michelle is that she has a high forehead. She needs to lower that down a little bit, put a little bangs down there.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Do you guys not agree? Some people, I got
but
a high forehead.
But you're defeating your own argument. You're saying there's something structurally wrong with her.
I didn't say anything wrong with her. I'm just saying the only thing that
that happens to be a major part of a person, Brian.
That is, leave her alone. What is wrong? What is wrong with you? She got a high forehead, so now she's a 2. Stop it.
You know me. I talk about the 3 areas that I focus on, and I say, you've seen, and this is no disrespect, but you've seen paraplegic, quadriplegic, but you've never seen a person missing their middle, right? And thus, you've never seen, that's living, and you've never seen a person missing their forehead that's living, generally. And so when you go into the forehead, that gets into the human structure. That's pretty significant,
okay.
Brian.
I'm just a little deeper than you. I judge women by their forehead. I don't look at their breasts or their butt. I look at their forehead. I'm a little deeper
than
you.
Well, I judge women by their foreheads, too. But what I'm saying is...
You can't
overall,
judge them by their forehead. I judge them by their forehead.
In beauty
oh,
contest.
You stop it. You just
but
cut it.
But nevertheless, Melania Trump would be the most attractive first lady in recent history, in modern history.
Okay,
I'm saying anywhere between 50 and 100 years.
It's your taste. I would still, all I'm saying, if I had a choice to spend a night, and I'm not just talking sexually, if I had a choice to spend a night with either Michelle or Melania, I'm choosing Michelle. That's all I'm saying. I'll get her a baseball hat or something to cover that high forehead, so it won't be, but it's going to be okay. Here, wear this cap for me. But,
now, you've been with attractive women from what you lie about, and
yes,
based on what you say, I'll give you about 20% of what you brag on. But within that 20%, based on what you say, I'm going to say you know what an attractive woman is. And Michelle Obama, she may be a nice woman. I'm not denying her that.
Let me defend myself. I've been with attractive women. I've been with women who's non-attractive. It doesn't make you an expert if you've been with attractive women and you've been with non-attractive women. It's your taste that you have. And
what's the lowest you've been with on
a scale of
1 to 10? 1 being the lowest.
I'll do this because this is what you understand because I know you understand it. The ladies
I'm not seeing the women. I guarantee you're going to agree with me. What's an ugly woman?
Where does she start? I guarantee you will agree with me what I'm about to say. And I was basically.
All right, proceed.
Michelle Obama will get a California 5. See, I know you're going to agree with me. Melania, at her age now, that I'm looking at very attractive, she would probably get a 7, a California 7. Melania. And so
are
that's
you kidding?
For. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I think we are very shallow here.
We're very shallow in California. We are very shallow. We won't even let you in the state unless your breasts have to be breast implants. We're very shallow here. But that's it. And I think you agree with me, Mr. Solution, because this is a Tom Likas thing where he lived in California. He's a talk show, and he compares
Except
California girls
implants.
To other girls.
I hate those. I would
to,
not
to other girls in the United States. So when
implants,
I say California this, it's through their eyes.
They always
but,
say if a woman wants breast implants for you, with you while she's with you, they're really for the next man. So I would never pay for breast implants. And I think
I
they pose a significant health risk.
But I think Michelle Obama got a West Virginia 10. We want to talk about West Virginia the next time I'm on here. I've been hearing stories about West Virginia, Miss Virginia. And I'm hearing weird stories about West Virginia
people. Michelle Obama would be a West Virginia 10?
Yes. Right, Laverne? There's some strange people in West Virginia. Am I correct? There's some strange people.
I don't know that much about West Virginia.
Wait till you see this story about West Virginia. I'm shocked. I want to thank the lovely Laverne for coming in. Love her to death. Thank you for coming in. I want to thank the lovely Mr. Solution and the beautiful and lovely Pat and the beautiful Michelle Obama and the beautiful Laverne, just in case she said, wait a minute, she said beautiful and I just got lovely. And then beautiful, I got to be careful. You just gave her beautiful. I just got lovely. I got dark and lovely. She got all beautiful and every day. The most beautiful. Yeah, I love you too. Oh, but you don't love me. Yeah, but no, nobody like I love Laverne. Oh, my God.
You just say breast implants are not good. I think they diminish women. I think it's sort of, unless it's for medical purposes. Now, if it's for medical purposes, I have no problem. Like if she's had a breast removed due to breast cancer or something like that. But for cosmetic reasons, I think breast implants are trash.
What about they pose a health risk?
And I think a woman who gets breast implants is stupid.
Okay.
Because she's jeopardizing her health. Can we say Anna Nicole?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. Wait. Did Anna? Yeah, she did. She did. Well, I don't know, kiddo. I don't know.
And Anna Nicole's breasts, they burst. because she was trying to enhance.
Can you say Pamela Anderson is more like it? Yeah, they're disgusting, and I do agree with you. I don't know why people do it,
And if you ever see, like, I can't say I'm 100%, but I'm about a 90%. I can detect them because they don't. The natural breast just doesn't look like when a person gets those breast implants because they're artificially pumped up.
You're right.
A lot of women who get them don't need them. That's the other thing. Now, let me ask you, Brian, because I know you're an expert in this crap. Can a woman ever go back, or do they excavate the it's mainly fat.
I don't know if it's medically. I don't know if it. I have heard at burst. I've heard.
Listen to what I'm asking. Can they ever go back to a non breast implant situation, or does
well,
the
I'm
breast
trying to answer.
Implant
I'm not a medical
automatically?
Doctor. I don't know, but I do know that there's some women who are heavy breast that can get a breast reduction. But I
different.
Don't know that once. Well, I agree,
different.
But I don't
that's
know once you got
scenario.
Implants. I don't know what it entails about once you get implants and can you go back to your natural C36C without artificial means. I don't know. I don't know what they do. I don't know if they destroy the breast to build upon the breast. I have no idea. But that's something I should look into.
I think it's the case where you can't go back. I think they destroy the existing breast tissue, and they just replace it. But see, those things potentially leak. They can leak.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure. They could. Well, that's pretty good.
We
got to go.
BBLs?
And huh, Laverne?
What about the BBLs?
The BBLs? I'm sorry, sweetheart. The BBLs? I didn't hear you, kiddo. I don't.
The Brazilian
butt
lifts.
Oh, the
Brazilian
butt lifts. Yeah. Oh, the butt. Oh, that's really that's in style now in California. Yeah. I think it does damage the butt. You know what? I'll look into the health issue because we're doing the health issues. That's a good thing because I know Kim Kardashian made the butt implants. And I can't. You know what? I can't believe why black women are doing butt implants. Goes. Are you serious? Are you really like Cardi B? And Megan Thee Stallions is like, what are you doing? But we'll talk about that.
Well, those are
really
dangerous too, especially depending on where they get them, because people are injecting like cement and what you call
you heard about that case. You heard about that case.
Well, a lot of those women end up dying actually. So it's really stupid.
There was a case where the woman went in for breast or butt implants, and she went into a person that was not authorized to do it. I don't know if it was in Mexico or whatever.
Because
they put cement. They put cement in her.
Or silicone.
It's
and that's not compatible with human tissue. And let me see. There's a word I believe it's called necrosis. Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
yep.
And it means their tissue ends up dying. You have to spend a lot of money to get that done properly. And I think a woman should do it with exercise. And most women's bodies are okay if they just eat right and exercise. I would never be a man who pays for that kind of crap.
If you get with a woman that
has that sort of thing, you're asking for problems because she's going to have health issues.
You are right, Cumboy.
Yeah, can I say something? As a person with boobs?
Stepping over the line there, Brian.
Gravity plays
on.
A part.
I have my rolled-up newspaper.
I know, okay. But Pat likes
you
it. Pat, doesn't the name Cumboy makes you smile? But you're right. Lady with big boobs, what are you saying, Pat? What are you saying?
Gravity.
Yeah, you're back. It's not good. And that's why a lot of women do the breast reduction. It's not good at all for your posture or anything. Especially when you get older.
No.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? There are some women's breasts that I heard that weigh like 50 pounds, 25 to 50 pounds. Am I correct? Am I out of the element, Pat?
You're right.
And then when you get older, when you get older, that weight on your back and how it, oh, my God, it could be unbearable. It can be unbearable. I can imagine. I can't imagine. Some of these women who are so big-breasted, they have to sleep with a bra on because they can't, because of the gravity when they sleep on their back. Am I right, Pat? It is rough.
Yeah, I had to for years.
Yeah. I had to do that with my my penis. It all goes back to my penis, right, Pat? I got to end the show that way. It all goes back. It all goes back to there. Love you, Laverne. Laverne the Luscious.
Love you.
And thank you for coming in, Mr. Solution, often known as Cumboy. Look how quiet he is. All right,
Brian.
He is not going to answer to that at all.
All right, I want you guys to just mark this. When I kick his ass, he's going to be breathing like a little bitch.
Thank you for coming to Mr. Solution. I love you, man. And thank you, Pat. Thank you, sweetheart, for coming in. You guys have a great day. I'll see you guys tomorrow, huh? I'll try to get on regular time. It is just so crazy
with
me.
Stay out of trouble, Brian, if you can.
I'll try.
I'm liking the new time.
Okay. I'll keep in mind of that. All right, guys. Be safe. I love you guys. Be safe.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.